Listener Production.
10 degrees in Hobart. Morning, I'm Tessa Randello. The worst of the wild weather is behind us, but despite the clear skies, there are still some road closures from last night's flooding. Police Inspector Cathy Bennett taking us through the disruptions this morning.
There's still water covering the road at Esplanade and Huonville, and that means the road's closed between Huon Highway and Flood Road, which is quite an ironic name really when you consider it.
Water's receding in the Huon River, but a watch and act is still in place. Keep an eye on the TasAlerts website for the latest. 3 million Aussies will have been impacted as HECS debt increases by 7.1% for today, the highest level in three decades. While a new report has warned that some uni students will need more than 40 years to pay off the degree, former student Hannah has told the Briefing podcast there are already people struggling with the cost of living.
It just feels like another kind of stab in an already open wound.
Tassie's tight housing market is making our state less attractive for those looking to make a move. The latest Regional Movers Index from the Regional Institute of Australia reveals a lack of growth when it comes to Tassie migration. Chief Economist Dr. Kim Horton says that Launceston is the top choice to move in the state.
As an overall destination, there are still lots of flows of people in and out of Tasmania, but it's certainly not going through that same growth phase that it was a year or so ago.
And time is up for the Premier to reveal the full details of the AFL deal in Parliament today. The House carried a motion ordering Jeremy Rockliffe to table all signed documents relating to the deal and any assessments, advice and reviews by today. West Coast snared Gippsland power forward Ryan Marrick with pick one in the mid-season draft overnight. Dual All-Australian Lee Montagne says it won't be long until we also see mid-year trading.
I think it's inevitable. We need to open this up a little bit more to help clubs, like the Sydney Swans in particular. They'll be able to easily go and get a player that's not getting a game for another club as a key defender that could slot straight in for the Sydney Swans this week.